My children stabilized more each month. Betty was still the wild card in the family and ran away a lot. Calling the local police department was becoming a regular part of life. I thought I was doing well too until I was knocked down again by PTSD. I had a fever and chills and felt completely debilitated. That's when I learned what caring meant. Brian was on the phone to me several times a day. I had never been protected before, never known what it felt like to really matter to someone. I had never been more than property to Merrill. Now I was not only a person, but a cherished one at that. I could feel emotions that had been cut off and cauterized, coming back to life. Even when I was sick, I was more alive in spirit than I had been during my 17 years of marriage. Merrill continued to liquidate his assets. His cement company was closed, and so was the motel I used to run in Caliente. He was liquidating hundreds of thousands of dollars in assets, and not a dime went to child support. My dad owned a third of the motel in Caliente. Merrill wanted my father to give that money to Warren. My father refused, saying it was going to my mother to help her buy a house after their divorce. Merrill was furious and told Dad that he had no obligation to my mother. After 38 years of marriage, my father felt differently. Merrill said God would take care of him legally if he was doing God's will. Dad wasn't buying it. My father was excommunicated from the FLDS by Warren Jeffs. Jeffs ordered my father's two remaining wives, Rosie and Muriel, to turn themselves in for reassignment to other men. My father told them they were free to do whatever they wanted. He said he'd never owned them. He had become their husband through a covenant with God that he was still prepared to honor. The choice was theirs. My father had raised 36 children in his life, 8 of whom were stepchildren. Unlike Merrill, his children mattered to him. So did their mothers. Rosie decided she would stand by my father and had no interest in becoming a pawn in Warren's sick games. Muriel decided she could not risk her salvation and surrendered to the will of God. She placed herself and her 4 children at the mercy of Warren Jeffs. My father's heart was shattered. He wept for days. His family was torn apart. Warren Jeffs had made a mockery of the faith and community my father loved. In January 2004, Warren Jeffs made what would be his last public appearance when at a town meeting he kicked out of the FLDS 21 men whom he called master deceivers and reassigned their wives and children to other men. The men were told to keep sending money to Jeffs and work on their repentance from afar. That July, a civil lawsuit was filed in Utah against Jeffs and 2 of his brothers by his nephew, Brent Jeffs, who accused Jeffs of sodomizing him when he was a student at the Alta Academy, a private school in Salt Lake that Warren ran. Brent's lawsuit was motivated by his brother Klain's suicide in 2002. Klain shot himself in the head after disclosing that he had been abused by Warren Jeffs. Brent had never told anyone about his own abuse until after his brother shot himself. In his lawsuit, Brent Jeffs said Warren told him that he was doing God's work when he assaulted him, and that if he ever disclosed the abuse, it would be upon pain of eternal damnation. Brent Jeffs said he was routinely sodomized from the time he was 5 or 6 years old. Jeffs refused to appear in court to answer those charges. Federal charges were filed against him for fleeing to evade prosecution. With armed zealots guarding him, plenty of money, and a network of FLDS safe houses in the United States and Canada, Warren Jeffs managed to conceal his whereabouts. Federal and state authorities were also wary of triggering another Waco and did not want to move on Jeffs in a situation where many others might die. By the time he dropped off the radar, Jeffs had effectively wiped out any opposition to his reign. Those men who were left behind, men like Merrill, were total disciples. Merrill's devotion to Warren Jeffs had never wavered over the years, even as the community sank to deeper levels of extremism.